Welcome to the Nerdiverse. Go ahead, sit and listen to the masters, the old heads, talk about what you love the most. Video games, comics, movies, and everything you need to maintain. We got the knowledge that's straight out the ether. Gonna need a drink and have to take a seat to expand your mind and listen to the speaker. Mike and the squad's gonna give you what you need. Please send in a question, come and get some answers, learn a couple lessons from the masters with the special guests. We got the green lanterns glowing on our chest. Yes, please sit back and relax, cause we gonna hit you with them stone cold facts. And allow me to be the very first to welcome you to the masters of the Nerdiverse. Welcome to Masters of the Nerdiverse, where we always have such sights to show you. You can find this graveyard of a podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, SoundCloud, YouTube, iHeartRadio, and Google Play, and Spotify, and SoundCloud. Did I say SoundCloud? Yes, I did. On both SoundClouds for both of the universes, the multiverse of SoundClouds. We're on all of them on some level. I'm, of course, your host, Mike G, and with me, as always, is my Suspiria-loving co-host, Winter Trash Monk the Third.
What's up, you beautiful people on the internet? I am, of course, Winter at Trash Monk on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And I'm happy to be here on this very boring nerd week.
Boring nerd week. Nothing is happening. Yes. I do have a question for you, Winter.
Yes.
Does it go down in the DMs? Is it going down in the DMs for you?
I don't know what that means, sir. Is that a Fortnite term? DMs? I don't know.
Yes, it's a Fortnite term.
It's going down on the DMs. What is that? It's going
on the gram. You're on the gram, so it must be going down on the DMs, right?
I guess. Important thing that's going on in my life. I am getting into the world of PC gaming. Pew, 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 pew,
pew. Pew, pew guns.
Yes. And a funny fact about joining the PC Master Race is that it's kind of like if we want to go down this road, that people will say that, well, white people are racist. If we go that route, okay. Even inside the white spectrum, the Aryan blood, there's divisions of white people that other white people look as inferior. For instance, the Irish. So in PC Master Race, I'm just getting started. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to use this video card that came with it. And then people commented, that's a terrible card. You should get a new one. I'm like, shut up.
Okay. I don't even know how to follow all that. We went all the way to Irish beginnings. And now people are yelling at you because you don't have a godlike graphics card.
Right, like
Tell them if it's so cool. Yeah.
Like, you should get a 1050 Ti. I'm like, yeah, of course I should get it. Shit. But it's like $200. Thank you, by the way, Bitcoin miners. You're all trash. Anyways.
You're all garbage.
Yes, and that's coming straight from the bin. Cue sound effect. Go.
I'll add it in post. Okay. I won't. I'll stick a noise.
Yes. Yeah. That's the sound of trash. So right now, I'll be keeping people informed about how this progresses. A budget, pretty much. This is a Frankenstein computer. I'm taking bits from other computers I've had and try to get a working, decent gaming platform. The goal is that I can play all the esports games that I want. And that
all the esports.
Yeah. So essentially, the highest FPS that I would need is for Overwatch. Sorry, the highest, and that's not bad. Overwatch, Paladins, and Rocket League would probably be the most demanding.
Yeah, don't you need that solid 60, bro, for those games?
Not necessarily. But I've seen people play with a lot less. I think I played on 30 on the Xbox.
Yeah, man. That's what's up, dude. I have nothing as cool as, you know, Frankensteining my own computer like this week. Like you said, boring nerd week. I did finally beat Behemoth in Monster Hunter. Yay! So I probably fought that damn thing 75 times and lost every single time because I was going in with pubs or just random people, randos. But I finally beat it enough to make the cool armors that you get from that fight. But then some jerk was like, hey, Mike G, why don't you fight Behemoth Extreme? And I just peaced out and disappeared into the ether because screw that, I'm not doing it. It's not that serious. I got what I needed. I'm satisfied. I don't need to do the infinite hard version to prove nothing to no one. So, yay. I can slow down on that game for a while because that was literally, that's like the biggest wall I've hit in that game, you know, at all. Like, it's always been like, okay, this monster's kind of hard. Take me about half a week.
I apologize. That is so unprofessional that my phone keeps going off during recordings. Well, that's typical trash.
That better be Old Spice giving us our commercial offer, dog. Yes. It's Old Spice eating you up. So, you guys still want that arch space there? You can be on a horse. But no, I'm kind of done with Monster Hunter right now. I did what I needed to do. I accomplished the feat. So, we're moving on from that.
We'll never hear about Monster Hunter again?
No, because there's always new content. The mail never stops, to quote Newman. As soon as the next thing is out, I'm on it. Oh, well, Monster Hunter and fighting games, that's all you're going to get from Mike G for a while. So learn it. All the fight games. You're lucky there's no fight game news in the news this time around. There's none. There's nothing going on. Nothing of worth talking about anyway. Rayman is in Brawlhalla. Yay. That's one news. We just newsed. Ladies and gentlemen, awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. That was one news. Here's the next news. This is breaking news, actually, something I really wanted to talk about. So we've talked about on the show before that Netflix is going to be making their own The Witcher television show, not based on the games, but based on the novels. I don't know how much of a difference there is between the two. I always thought that CD Projekt was really good at keeping to the source material of the books, but we'll see. But the big breaking news today is that Superman's own Henry Cavill is going to be Geralt of Rivia in the Netflix Witcher television series.
No!
It's Mario Falls, bit of nothing. It's a weird pick. It's a weird pick because that's a lot of acting. That's a lot of heavy acting, you know, because Geralt of Rivia is one of the most layered characters in video games in the last like 10 years. He's just a very complex guy in asking Henry Cavill to fill those witching boots. It's going to be tough, but the silver lining in all this is that Henry's super hyped for it. He wanted this role. He sought out this role. And apparently he's a huge fan. So I'm just like, the guy's passionate about it. I don't think anyone's given Henry Cavill the chance to super act yet, funny enough. So he has a whole series to pull it off. He can't be any worse than Joel Kinnaman in Altered Carbon. And I like the Altered Carbon.
It doesn't sound like you do. You know? But anyways.
I super love Altered. There was a scene where a bunch of like clones with samurai swords were fighting in like a Resident Evil Umbrella Corporation room. Show was dope. Watch Altered Carbon.
Now I'm gonna fight back a little bit. So you're saying Henry Cavill is apparently a fan? Oh, that's what the article is saying.
Apparently, I think. Yeah, he super loves Witcher, and he really wanted to do this role. That's what I gleaned from the article.
That'd be great. I'm curious, like, how does he show that he's a fan? Like, he's actually pursued it. Like other actors in the past, if they were proceeding with a passion product, they would work for scale. I wonder if he did that. A SAG scale.
I'm sure he did. Yeah, he's not that big. Yeah,
and I don't like how we're talking about this, and it's not coming out till 2020.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah,
It's news.
Like, I was talking about the Captain Underpants movie 5 years before it came out. So don't get me wrong. I'm in this group. But it's this is only going to be 8 episodes.
2020 is not that far away, man. We're closing in on 18. 19 is right down the street. It's like a year away, technically.
All right. You know?
And plus, things like this, take your time. 2021, 22, I want it to be epic. You know what I mean? Put the production into it. As long as they got my boy Dandelion in there, I'm all for it. Dandelion's the coolest. But we'll see. He seems to be very gung-ho about it. They have plenty of time to get it right. It's on Netflix, so they can do all the crazy Witcher stuff that they want to do. Mm-hmm. We'll see who they pick for Yennefer and for Triss and all the cool Witcher characters. So I'm hype. I just want to see more good stuff from this, and I'm definitely going to be keeping up with it until it's out. We'll see. Speaking of CD Projekt Red, did you catch like the hour long like Cyberpunk 2077 footage that they showed?
I watched a little bit of it. Yeah, I watched a Funhouse talk about it.
What is your general thoughts on that, man?
Well, there. From what I've gathered from some of the like responses to it from like reputable game developer, like people who've produced games who are examining this, there's still some of it that although the gameplay made it look like you would actually be controlling, they're skeptical that you would actually be doing these moves. Like talking about a certain driving scene, I believe. They don't really believe it that you're like controlling that.
Saw the footage, but it looks very in game, dude. It looks like you can drive. I don't know how much freedom you'll have. Maybe you'll be on rails. I don't know. If it's like GTA and you just drive into human beings and crash into like a storefront, I don't think it's going to be that entailed because it is a part of a game. But I don't know. I don't think it's going to be as fluid as they're showing, but CD Projekt is pretty usually really good on not lying to you. You know what I mean? They're not that scummy, and that's why I'm so hyped for this game. Is that a lot of the stuff they showed from the character creator to they showed like a real like a side mission that you did, which was very graphic and very awesome, and just very like, okay, this is what we're in for. In the living, breathing, and one thing I do think is a lie is that every single NPC on the screen has its own day and night cycle. That seems a bit nuts. I don't think if you followed, guy number 27 around for a day and night cycle, you're going to see him go to work, be at work, go to the store, and go home. And then in the morning, he gets up and does the same thing over again. That would be insane for every single NPC in the game. And from what they showed in the walkthrough, there were like hundreds of people in the street. It was like a bustling metropolis. So I'm like, that's got to be a lie, right? Like, but this game isn't coming out for another.
Is it a lie or is it a creative language?
I just don't want another Watchdog situation, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. The game looks good to me. I like Create a Player. I'm already thinking up my Michael Weston Burn Notice 2077 character creator. Don't steal my idea. It's going to be super dope. Can't wait to play that. Yeah.
And it is interesting that they still haven't talked about what multiplayer will look like. Although they've said there will be multiplayer in this game.
What?
They have not addressed it.
Really? Yeah. Multiplayer? I didn't hear that. What? How would they do that? The game doesn't even look like it's built or what?
Yes.
That's weird. That's
straight from Lauren Sontag's mouth from Funhouse that there is a multiplayer.
Yikes,
man. So go tweet him.
And ask him, what the hell are you talking about? Because how would you even go about that? That's just nutty to me. But we'll see. They said that they're going to do it. They're going to do it. So fun for that.
But give him a couple weeks. He just had a motorcycle crash.
Yeah, don't worry about him. Just yell at him. Heal, and then yell at him. Steve Guttenberg says there's a new Police Academy movie coming out. And the reason I bring this up is because in our current political climate, I don't think a movie about negligent cops is really that smart right now. You know, like,
well, it depends.
What
if they address how negligent they are in the movie? I think it would be golden. Like, this would be like, this film will never it can't go to the theaters, so HBO will pick it up, sort of thing. Yeah. And it's like, these cops like beat up a guy and then they high five each other and the guy's like, "You're going to jail." What? Yeah, like,
stand your ground, scumbag. You know, it's like, what? Like, I don't know, man. Like, they would have to lean into it really hard. You know what I mean? Like, they would have to embrace the Black Lives Matter movement. They would have to embrace all that. You know what I mean? And just lean into it.
Yes. Or like have the nemesis of the movie be like one of those civil, like, those social justice warriors. You darned police. I don't know why it was Blues Brothers there, but Mahoney.
And he's like, he just beat up like a random person for no reason. I don't know, man. Like, I love Police Academy. I love Citizens on Patrol. That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
I just think it's a bad idea to make a joke about about a movie about funny, negligent cops when currently there's nothing funny about it.
Hey, but if we live in a world where Louis C.K. can come back, you know, then, you know, this is it.
Yeah, like, I heard he already messed it up. You heard about that news, right?
He did mess it up. It's just, he didn't address certain things that, you know, you would think you would want to address when you've been.
I heard he's already back on the outs, man. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know, it's like that one Simpsons where Moe's on stage and it's like the auction for a date and Moe just walks up, he smiles and just does a U-turn and walks back out. Like, in 2 seconds. That's a Louis C.K. Lord bless him. Hopefully he'll find his way. But, you know, a zebra can't change his stripes. Oh, man. Speaking of things changing, we get to bring back the Spider-Man Power Hour. You got to talk about the web slinger, Peter Parker, bit by a radioactive spider. Could do whatever a spider can. He is Spider-Man. The small news in this Power Hour is that they're already talking about DLC and the game isn't even out yet, which is a big faux pas for me. Leave that stuff quiet for at least 3 months after the release, so it gives us something to be hyped for. Yes. Otherwise, why isn't it in the game? This is a really big pet peeve of mine. Ugh, irritating. But that being said, apparently the DLC is going to be focused around Black Cat, Felicia Hardy, the villain slash hero, kind of like Catwoman, but Marvel. And she's going to be the foil and the friend and the foe in this DLC. And it's just kind of predictable for me because we've had a Black Cat in almost every video, in every Spider-Man video game ever made back even to the Genesis. Black Cat wasn't in the Genesis version. Maybe after that, but there's been a lot of Black Cat in Spider-Man games. And I just wish it was somebody else. Let it be anybody. The Prowler, another villain, maybe a lesser known villain, maybe. Even Venom, like, I'm kind of Venomed out, but it's better than Black Cat, man. I don't know. Do you have an opinion on this one?
They see truly. Okay, you want me to keep 100? Really?
Oh yes. Oh snap! Like, yeah, okay. Laid on.
All right. Yeah. So
trash in the raw, baby.
Because we live in a world that people feel comfortable both complaining that there has not been a decent Spider-Man game in a while,
which is BS,
or like they complain about there hasn't been a spider game in a while, and then they'll complain about the little things about this new game that potentially looks good. Yes.
Yes.
Like, if you're really concerned about a game not having certain downgrading graphics, which, by the way, is going to happen, and it's going to happen because they need to fit it into a console. Okay, people, they need to make this how can we work for a lot less in order to get this game to
Winder, you're doing it, man. Finish the thought. You're doing it. You're killing it. I'm liking this thought process. Keep it going.
Yeah, because these are business. I'm stumbling over words now, but here we go. If they're a business and they have to think about the cost and diminishing returns, I feel like I'm stepping into something here.
You're doing it, man.
But
keep it up.
That they have to weigh the amount of time it takes. I don't know. I lost my train of thought. But it was something about like they have to condense it into getting it into a console system, making it like both decent for consoles and also for PC while not working twice as hard.
Yes. You know, and that goes right into the other half of the Spider-Man Power Hour. It's what they're calling Puddlegate. And kind of doubling back on what Winter's talking about is that in 2016, there was a video showing off the game at E3 for Sony, right? Game looked immaculate, looked beautiful. Everything was shiny. It was a demo. It wasn't even a demo. It was a video, mind you. In one particular scene, Spider-Man's looking down at some bad guys, and there's water on the floor, and it looks all glimmery and beautiful. Now, they're showing the exact same game, which is coming out, I think, this week or next week. And the graphics look significantly lower, as Winter was talking about. And everyone's crying. The game looks worse. You guys are not fulfilling your promise of this game looking great. Why did you downgrade the graphics? Puddlegate, wham, wham, wham. And what Winter is talking about and what I'm talking about is that you guys need to understand how game design works, right? If you want that game that's showing and looking all glisteny and not optimized, it will run for probably 5 minutes before it crashes your PS4, right?
Mm-hmm.
This happens to every single game. And it's part problem of the game creator to show that too early. Like a Watch Dogs, right? Like a Witcher. If you show your game too early, you don't know how much power you're going to get at the end of the day. And power equals graphics. So on a PS4, which is honestly not that graphically strong anymore, they're going to have to dull down the graphics so the game will run. They have to adjust things so that it looks better in motion than it does in a screenshot. And for you to complain that this, and I've seen screenshots of this game, it looks immaculate, right? Game looks great.
All right.
It doesn't look as good as that screenshot, but that screenshot isn't real. That's fake news, guys.
Exactly. And do we remember having these like type of discussions when Doom came out? And I remember a little bit of grumbling, not as much grumbling as the Spider-Man. Like, I don't remember Doom having its own hashtag for this.
Right.
But like the Doom gameplay like being released, and then how that looked different from the actual finished product. You remember that?
Yeah, I super remember that. It reminds me, people are comparing this to BioShock Infinite. And I'm like, you guys are crazy. There is a big difference between BioShock Infinite, which was a lie. The whole E3 trailer was a lie. None of that was in the game, versus Spider-Man, which is all in the game, but it's a graphical downgrade. Not even a downgrade. I'm not going to call it a downgrade. It's a graphical adjustment. It's rendering differently.
Yes.
And it still looks great. So guys, relax.
And these people who are like disconcerned about graphics are like borderline like crack addict junkies pretty much with the graphics, because it's like, I need that fix, man. I need that shininess.
I need that shiny. You know what? When this game comes out on PC, if it ever does, you and your giant, you know, $4,000 rig can run that as hard and crazy as you want.
Yeah. For I need that anti-aliasing.
I need that true 4K. No, you're not going to get that. It has to run on the PS4.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, a PS4 Pro. So it's going to run at 1080, probably at a solid 30 frames per second. That's just what it is right now. You want something stronger? Wait for PS5 or wait for the PC version. But from what I've seen, the game still looks great. It looks beautiful in motion. And these same people who are complaining about it are the same guys who are going to buy it anyway. So I'm just like, guys, relax. This is why social media is like a double-edged sword. It's a beautiful place, but it also leaves room for cats like this who just want to just bring unnecessary attention to something that's not even a big deal.
Yes. Same issues with democracy. Okay, let's go to the next.
The final news of the day, and there is one article that I would just spare Winter because he probably don't want to talk about it. So I'll talk about this stupid one instead. 20th Century Fox and Reebok are joining forces to make some kick-ass Predator shoes. Have you seen the Predator sneakers? Winter.
And my reaction was like, what? And then I looked at it and went, oh.
They don't look good. They don't look good at all.
They look like a dinosaur vomited on my shoes.
Yeah, they look like they should be from Jurassic Park. And not Jurassic Park, not even Jurassic World, like Jurassic Park 3. You know what I mean? They don't look good, man. It's like,
yeah.
And it's a problem because Adidas does Dragon Ball shoes, right? They do like Adidas X Dragon Ball. Those shoes are hideous. And they've also done Street Fighter shoes. There's Alien shoes. There's all these weird, like, limited edition runs. But I still want them. It's still Predator. I'm a shill for this stuff. I can't help it.
I have a feeling these are going to be the shoes that you see in like third world countries. In other countries. I don't want to say third world.
Damn.
That are like they're also wearing like old football, like Super Bowl shirts of the team that didn't win.
Yeah, man, that's messed up. They do look like those, man. It's like Happy Batman Day, and there's a picture of Spider-Man on the shirt.
Yeah. Or it's like, these are like super like bright shoes, or not super bright, but like yellow and green. Let's get some nice puke colors on our shoes, people.
Yeah, man. We want you to physically feel ill when you stare into our shoes, guys. And we want to put a sharp little bone for all your kids to cut themselves
on. Nice skull and spine to put on there just to get those, like, make sure your mom doesn't buy these shoes for you.
These shoes aren't built for mom. Mom is not walking through Playless and saying, "Why do you want those spiky shoes for, little man?" It's like, because they're the Yachuas, man. Yeah. Mom is like, "No, we're going to get you some normal ass shoes."
One of the comments are, "Bruh, these are ugly ass. Bleep. They could have picked a way better shoe to put a Predator skin on. Those are like shoes that dudes like that look like Michael Moore wear that ride public transportation everywhere at the age of 50. Okay.
Dang, savage, dude. Real talk, man.
Yeah. Like shout out to Aaron Ironman for commenting on bloody disgusting.
He seems like, bruh. They look like some New Balances, dog. Can't do it. Only reason I bring it up because they're Predator, and I want Predator to get all the loves. Oh, man. Ugly shoes make the world go round. What are you looking forward to this week, Winter?
I'm looking forward to getting some work done on this computer. The first step is getting an SSD drive for it. That's going to be – because from what I'm gathering, that's like the major fix. Major thing to get. So getting that, downloaded League of Legends and playing that while sleeping in.
Yeah, man. A solid state drive is going to make everything run smooth, man. It's gonna, that's half the fight right there. Get you a nice big SSD, man.
Yeah.
Be straight, dude. I figured something out for the show, which will probably be out tomorrow on YouTube. So look forward to that. I'll just let that be what it is for now. And I look forward to hopefully selling some blood to buy Spider-Man and give you guys really my first day, because that comes out sometime between this show and the next show. And I'm looking forward to that. And that's about it, man. Slow motion. Just work on the show. Work on our Twitter page. Find new friends. Have fun conversations. All that good stuff, man. Communicating with you
all guys. All the small things. Care to bring.
All the small things. A podcast left me roses by the stairs. Surprises let them know. Yes,
we know we're talking about Dan Carlin's Hardcore History is the podcast.
I was talking about the horror show podcast where they dissect, mutilate, and strangle all the best horror movies. Those guys rule, man.
Yeah. I like them.
So, any passing... I love them. We're talking about two different things, but we're also talking about the same thing. Synergy. Any passing thoughts before we close this bad boy out?
Oh, wait a minute, people. I think I just reached 300.
Yo.
No, I'm at 299. The whole world's trash. Okay, next.
Oh, no. Garbage. I would say, based on that, never, you know, some MFers always just want to ice skate uphill. Blade. Fun fact, there was a scene in Blade Trinity where Wesley Snipes had to close his eyes for the last scene of the movie, and he refused to close his eyes, so they had to digitally close his eyes for him in post, because he was being a butt and didn't want to do it.
Yeah. Classic Wesley Snipes.
Stupid. Classic Snipes. Amon Ra strats. Oh, man. Speaking of being strongly defiant, you should defy the system and go give us a review on iTunes. We really need some iTunes love. I have no idea. It's the best way to drive traffic to our iTunes channel. So I'm just going to ask you, if you're listening to us right now on iTunes, leave a review. It'll be two words. You got, you know, that's tight. That sucks. I'll take whatever you want to give us. Leave us a star rating. Leave us a review. Also, you can do that as well on any of the other podcast listening devices you may be using, like Spreaker or SoundCloud, YouTube, iHeartRadio, Google Play. You know, definitely show us some love, and that will definitely help the channel and help us reach more people like you. I, of course, been your host, Mike G.
And I have been Winter Trash Monk.
And we will always ask you to take that one step beyond.